It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
It's 1203 at FM News Talk KSRO. I am Mike DeWald, and if it's Monday, that means it is Ask the Expert with Monday's legal expert, Charlie Cochran. The law offices of Kornblum, Cochran, Erickson, and Harbison. You can always reach their offices with your legal questions at 544-9006 or always here at the studio at 636-1350. Charlie and Rachel are out this week enjoying a well-deserved vacation, but pinch hitting on the show today, joining us from their San Francisco office is law partner Guy Kornblum. It's always a treat when Guy is able to join us here on Ask the Expert. Guy, thanks for joining us on KSRO.
Mike, thanks. It's my pleasure. I'm delighted to be here. I am Charlie's and Rachel's San Francisco partner. We do the same thing here as Charlie and Rachel. Charlie and I are certified trial lawyers. Our firm handles a lot of serious injury and insurance cases, as well as other types of personal and business disputes. Today, our topic is going to be Personal Insurance 101. Like it or not, we all need and should have personal insurance to protect what we own from damage and to protect our assets in the event we cause injury to others, sometimes known as liability insurance. Now, insurance is a very unusual product. Normally, when you buy something or agree to do something that's going to work in your favor, you know what you're getting before you agree to the purchase. Insurance doesn't work that way. It's very unusual in the sense that you really don't know what you have until you need it. That is, the event that is insured, the risk of loss, occurs. So you don't know how that policy is going to work, whether it's going to cover the loss, because none of us can really anticipate what's going to happen to us in the future. We don't know. So today you buy an insurance policy thinking that you've got coverage. The next day you have an event that takes place that should be insured, and you find out that's not the case. So you don't know what you have until you need it. And then it's too late to do anything because you can't insure the burning barn. The accidents happened, the risk has occurred, and no insurance company is going to step in and say, oh, we'll be glad to cover that, just pay us a premium. That is not the way it works, because insurance companies make money on the cases that they don't have to cover and the situations they don't have to cover. So the better you are at avoiding losses, the more money the insurance company makes because it doesn't have to cover anything. You can't drive, taste, smell, or your insurance coverage. There's no way you can test it before that event occurs to determine if indeed you're going to have a covered loss. And more importantly, you don't know if or when that loss occurs if you will have adequate coverage to compensate you for the loss that you've suffered. Another unique aspect of insurance is that it's marketed out of fear. That is, you fear that you're going to suffer a loss that causes financial hardship. And if you suffer a loss and don't have adequate insurance, you're going to suffer a major financial hardship yourself. So the idea of insurance is to protect you from that situation where you're going to suffer or do suffer a financial injury of some sort, and to provide a source of paying you or someone else, if it's liability insurance coverage, for whatever problems have been created by this event. So it's risk insurance. You don't know what you have until you need it, and there's no way you can anticipate before you purchase it as to what loss you're going to have or when, if or when you're going to need that insurance. According to radio and TV ads, insurance is all about price. 15 minutes will save you 15%. Or the Hump Day Geico commercial, happy as a camel on hump day. Those ads are misleading because insurance is not about saving money. It's about buying the type of coverage that you need to protect the assets that you have. It's important that you have adequate coverage, if not the best coverage affordable, and there are ways to do this. Now, I don't sell insurance. Charlie doesn't sell insurance. Rachel, our other partner, doesn't sell insurance. What happens, we step into cases when somebody has had a loss, and we have to sort out the problems and try to find insurance coverage for them. And we have no control over or advice or counsel to the person who comes to us, the client, as to what insurance they need or purchase. We don't get called by clients who think they may have a loss in the future and say, tell me what kind of insurance I need. What you do is you rely on the insurance company and its representatives to advise you as to your needs. But there are limits to the responsibility that insurance advisor has for telling you or advising you. The insurance advisor is not going to say to you, oh, you need $1 million worth of automobile coverage, or you need $1 million on your house. That's something that you have to ask about, and you should ask about it. You need to sit down with whoever the person is that's advising you on your insurance policy and go over the coverage in detail so you understand it. Most people don't do that. I even had a judge in Los Angeles one time during a case that I had off the record stated that he had never read his insurance policy and didn't know what kind of insurance coverage he had. People just trust the insurance company to provide the coverage that they need, and indeed you don't do the right type of shopping beforehand by investigating your coverage needs and making sure the broker or the agent of the insurance company understands what those needs are so you get adequate coverage. Here are a few things that you can think about, and you probably aren't always told this. For example, you can increase the deductible on some of the coverages that you have and save money to use to increase the limits of coverage so that you have greater protection, even though you might have to pay a little more if there's a modest loss or even a large loss by way of a deductible. Smart money people say that you should purchase insurance with the highest deductible you can afford or pay whatever the company might offer you. Sometimes it's $2,000 to $3,000. And take that savings and put it on the high end of the policy so that you get higher limits that are more adequate for your needs. Limits are very important. The limit is the amount the insurance company will pay for a loss that you suffer. And that could be if you insure your automobile, if you insure yourself for causing an accident to somebody else, if you insure your home for replacement, or the property or contents of your home. Those limits are all the insurance company is going to have to pay no matter how large the loss. So you need to make sure that the limits of coverage match your needs and are adequate to protect you and your family from either financial or bodily injury. I'll bet if I reviewed your policies right now that 90% would not have adequate limits to protect you if you had a loss. And I'll bet that if I reviewed your policies right now, that 90% of you would not have adequate liability limits to protect your assets if you get sued. It's often the case in our office, we see clients come in here and they've been injured in an automobile accident or they've fallen on the premises someplace, where we find that the insurance amount, the liability limits that the person who caused the injury had are inadequate to pay for the claim. And we'll talk about that in a minute because it's a way to protect yourself from someone who has inadequate limits. All right, so those are some of the basic comments that I have about personal insurance as we kind of scoot through Personal Insurance 101. Let's talk about the type of coverage that you can expect. First of all, most of us know we need automobile insurance if we have a car. In fact, it's required in California that you have liability limits of $15,000 per person and $30,000 per accident in order to get a license. That's not enough insurance to drive the roads in California. I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. The other policy that you need is a homeowner's or tenant's policy to protect you for your residence, either damage to your residence or for injury that is caused to another who is on the premises. And then there's a third policy that I think is very critical to satisfying the personal needs of somebody, and that is what we call an umbrella policy. Think of an umbrella policy just simply as an umbrella over the other policies, the auto and homeowners or tenants policy that you have. It provides additional protection over and above the limits of the personal primary policies that you have on your car or in your home. It's critical that you have an umbrella policy if you've got significant assets to protect, and it's also critical to have that umbrella policy because of my suggestion that you have and maintain uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage on you and your passengers in your automobile, which I'll talk about in a minute. There are several ways that insurance is sold. One, there are direct writers. That's like Geico or Progressive, where you go online, USAA. There are companies with captive agents such as State Farm, Farmers, and Allstate. And then there are independent brokers who work for several different insurance companies and can shop the marketplace and see where they can get you the best coverage for the price. Usually those companies that are writing through independent brokers are Fireman's Fund, Chubb, Safeco. I like the independent agents best because that provides you with the most insurance alternatives and pricing alternatives that you can get with your with the various carriers out there, because that's where the marketplace is competitive. If you go to State Farm or Farmers or one of these companies with agents that just write for them, you're getting pricing within the company, not competitive pricing with between companies. Also, an insurance policy is a contract between you and the insurance company. You are paying for coverage that the insurance company promises you. And if the insurance company does not live up to its bargain, it can be sued for sums it promised to pay you but did not. And it can be sued for what it called, what we call bad faith breach of the insurance policy, which can entitle you to recover more for any personal or emotional financial injury you have suffered. It's about 12:15, I think, pretty close. Mike, I'll turn it over to you for a little minute or two, and then I'll come back, and we'll talk about the three types of policies that I described earlier and what you need to look for under each of those.
Yes.
Okay? Mike,
and
it's all yours.
And with that, we will step away for a break. It is 12:15 at FM News Talk Radio, KSRO. It's Monday's edition of Ask the Expert with attorney Guy Kornblum filling in for Charlie and Rachel today. He is giving us a lesson in personal insurance 101. We will be back on KSRO.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
At K-Tech Automotive and Pauline's Automotive, Kate and her team know something. When your car's in the shop, your life's on hold. So their job is to get you going again. From quick, reliable service, repairs, and maintenance, to a loaner car if you need it. And a cup of coffee and a smile when you come in doesn't hurt either. Don't let your car put your life on hold. Visit Kate and the team at K-Tech Automotive and Pauline's Automotive in Sebastopol. And get going again.
Hi, my name is Chris. I am an actual client of Charlie Cochran. When I met with Charlie for the first time, I was very nervous because I didn't know if we had a case. You really put together a great case. After the case was settled, Charlie got us a financial planner, a trust attorney, and he recommended a CPA. I highly recommend you call Charlie Cochran if you have been injured through no fault of your own.
For more information, go to kcehlaw.com or call 707-544-9006.
Home isn't just a place, it's a feeling. Whether you're at home, your business, or online, ADT helps keep you safe with security systems, home automation, alarms, and surveillance, so you can feel at home wherever you are. Go to ADT.com to get that feeling. ADT, home, safe home.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering six times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The jury heard opening statement.
It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
And we are back on Monday's edition of Ask the Expert here on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO. Today, attorney Guy Kornblum joining us from San Francisco, filling in for Charlie and Rachel. As always, you can get a hold of their office with your legal questions or if you need a legal consultation at 544-9006 or always here at the studio during the show at 636-1350. Guy has been giving us all a lesson in personal insurance 101, and we'll now send it back to Guy.
Okay, thanks, Mike. I've covered some of the basic essentials of personal insurance, just some random thoughts, if you will, to try to get you thinking about what kind of a coverage you really need to protect your family, your passengers in the car, people that come to your house. And I've recommended three things: your auto policy, of course, your homeowners or tenants policy, which is for renters, and then the umbrella policy on top, which is adds to the insurance picture and increases the limit so you have more coverage. Let's talk about how an insurance policy is organized. If you look at any of these policies, they're very complex documents, and they're often not organized in a very user-friendly way. The paperwork is not the way I like to see the policies put together. So when I get a policy from a client, I usually have to sit down and reorganize it so it's put together in the booklet form as it was designed to be. But here are the basic parts. There's a declarations page, which shows the summary of coverage. Then there's the general insuring clauses. There's about, maybe 7, 8, 9, 10, even up to 12 pages of a description of what the policy covers. And within the general insurance clauses, you will find exclusions. It's kind of a now you see it, now you don't. The general insurance clauses grants coverage, tells you what they will cover. The exclusions then take that coverage away or limit that coverage in some way. Then there are certain conditions which you have to follow in order to make a claim or to get the kind of coverage that you anticipated. You may have to sign a proof of loss. You may have to give notice to the insurance company. You may have to cooperate with the insurance company in investigating the claim. And lastly, there are amendments and endorsements. And these amendments or endorsements at the back of the policy may very well change the coverage language. So it's very important that they be reviewed to make sure that you haven't lost some coverage that you asked for and was provided for in the general insurance clause. Or on the other hand, the amendments or exclusions may very well increase the insurance that's being provided here. So they can be extremely important. By the way, if you want copies of two articles I have on personal insurance, which basically summarizes the contents of today's program, here's how to get it. Call Linda in our San Francisco office at 415-440-7800, extension 9. That's 415-440-7800, extension 9. Email her at LDEARBORN at KCEHlaw.com. LDearborn at KCEHlaw.com or 415-440-7800, extension 9. You can always go to our website at kcehlaw.com, and that information is there as well. Also, I recommend that if you want to follow up, in addition to my articles, there's some very good information that's available through the Insurance Information Institute, which is www.iii.org/publications/insurance-handbook. That's www.iii.org/publications/insurance-handbook. There are two articles on that website. One describes the basic automobile coverage, and another describes the basic homeowners coverage. And I think you'll find that they're a real good outline, so you can talk to your broker or your agent more, or the insurance company representative more in more detail. All right, let's briefly just run down the three coverages that I took: homeowners insurance and the umbrella coverage. I'll just give you some highlights. And again, if you want more detail, you can either go to the Insurance Information Institute for their booklets, or you can call our office at 415-440-7800, extension 9, and speak with Linda, or email Linda Dearborn, L-D-E-A-R-B-O-R-N, at kcehlaw.com. First, auto insurance. Your car's covered. It's what they call collision coverage. Your car's contents are covered from theft or damage. Those are the basic property coverages that you have on your property, the car and the car's contents. Car's contents coverage can be very important if you're carrying around some valuable items, whether it be tools, whether maybe a bag of very valuable items, if you're hauling antiques back and forth, anything of that nature. You want to make sure that you have enough contents coverage to, if something is stolen or is it damaged by other than an accident. Also, you have property coverage, which is a type of liability coverage, so that if you have an accident and you cause damage to someone else's property or automobile, that loss is covered if you're at fault. Then, of course, there's liability coverage for bodily injury to others. So if you cause an accident and you injure somebody else, you've got coverage to protect you if you're asked to pay money as a result of that. And it also provides for a lawyer to defend you if you're sued. What's very important about liability coverage is, as I said before, the minimum limits in California are $15,000 per accident, or per person, and $30,000 per accident. That's not enough. You should have at least $300,000 per person and $500,000 per accident, and you should also have an umbrella over that auto policy that increases those liability limits to a higher number. And I recommend at least $1 million in liability insurance under an umbrella policy. And when you go out and look at the cost of that, it's not that expensive. It's not that expensive. Most people don't think about it. They think, oh, that's so much insurance, it's going to cost me a lot of money. That's not the case. There are plenty of good carriers out there selling umbrella policies at a very good rate. And it's almost, it's not prudent not to have it. Then the last part of the picture is that you've got to have uninsured motorist and underinsured motorist coverage for you and your passengers and your family members. If you are or they are injured by a motorist who does not have sufficient insurance to pay for the damage that's caused at the fault of that driver, your own policy will pitch in and will provide you UIM coverage up to the limits of that coverage. And I recommend that when you buy your primary policy, you have the 300, 500 primary limits, that you add on UIM coverage with those same limits, and that you buy an umbrella policy with $1 million liability limits and also UIM coverage for $1 million, so that you would have $1.3 million in coverage per person, and you would have $1.5 million in coverage per accident. And that $1 million doesn't double up. That $1 million would be the total amount that the umbrella carrier would pay. In 2012, these are the latest statistics I could get, 12.6% of motorists, or about 1 in 8 drivers, was uninsured, according to a 2014 study of the Insurance Research Council. In California, that number is 14%. In other words, 14% of the drivers in California are not driving with insurance coverage of any kind. And who knows how many are driving with inadequate insurance coverage. The 14% only applies to those that don't have insurance at all. So you need to purchase that UIM coverage, and you need to have that umbrella coverage with that UIM coverage in it. Briefly on homeowners insurance, the basic coverages are for your structure, your home, your condo, or rented premises, second vacation home, something to repair and replace the damaged structure, usually from the walls through the studs. The inside is usually covered by contents coverage, and that is coverage that covers your whatever's inside the house. And you've got to make sure that you've got adequate limits. If you've got antique furniture, you've got to tell your broker or your agent about it so you can schedule that property if it has to be scheduled separately. You also have additional living expense if you're displaced because of damage. It's great insurance that pays for you to go out and rent a place while your home is rebuilt. There's debris removal coverage. And then there's liability insurance, which insures you if someone else is injured on your premises. One other feature of both auto and homeowners policies is that you can have a little medical insurance policy within that those two policies. The medical payments policy is a separate coverage, or it's a separate item of coverage in both the auto and homeowners policies that will pay medical expenses that might not be covered by your health insurance. So that's a little add-on. Usually the limits are maybe up to $5,000, sometimes $10,000, but it's a great piece to have. Of course, the last part of the puzzle, the last piece of all this is to have that umbrella policy. It should be on top of both your auto and homeowners contract. You can increase your liability insurance limits, so you have that $1.3 million, $1.5 million in protection. I seriously believe that everybody should have liability limits that is at least 25% above your asset base. Whatever personal assets you have, you put on 25%, and you should have liability insurance at least up to that coverage. Now, that's my own view. I think it's important that you add on to that auto policy that UIM coverage that protects you and your family if you're hit by a motorist who doesn't have insurance. Again, if you want copies of my two articles on personal insurance, which summarizes some of the contents of today's program, call Linda at our San Francisco office, 415-440-7800, extension 9, or email her at ldearborn, L-D-E-A-R-B-O-R-N, at kcehlaw.com. Thanks very much for listening, folks. Charlie and Rachel will probably be back next week after their return from vacation, and hopefully they'll ask me to come back and we can talk a little bit more about this topic or anything else you want to talk about. Mike, thanks again for your assistance. Appreciate it. Have a good week.
Our thanks to Guy Kornblum filling in for Charlie and Rachel on Ask the Expert this week. Reach their office down in Santa Rosa at 544-9006. That is 544-9006. It is 1230 at KSRO. The Tom Shalhoub Show is next.